Are you happy in your business? Now, I have had my share of emotional ups and downs in my 20 years of being a solo entrepreneur coach. And the patterns I've seen in myself and in my clients is that those downs are usually when I was personally feeling unfulfilled. Sometimes it was because a launch that flopped, and sometimes it was just life and had nothing to do with business. But those ups, oh boy, those are the times when I was feeling my most authentic and completely aligned to my purpose, or when I just felt like I was rocking that work-life balance. I would be thinking, I could do this all day long and never feel tired. One of my loves is sharing what works for me and what has been working for my clients to achieve this very feeling, full of passion, happiness, peace, and freedom. So I decided to create a private podcast for coaches. Maybe you just want to develop better communication skills that boosts engagement, leads to better results, and makes you feel like you're actually making a difference in the lives of the people you serve. Then you're invited too. We talk about this and more in the UBU private podcast for coaches. Whether you're a mentor, a parent, or run a client-focused business, coaching skills benefit everyone and anyone who wants to communicate in a way that builds relationships. Fall in love with your life and business again. Click the link in the show notes for your invitation to join us right now. Then come back and enjoy this episode. That's it. I quit. Hey, difference maker. I don't know about you, but I have had a rough first half of 2023. And not just as a fellow solopreneur in this pseudo recession that we're having, but also in my personal life as well. And despite being a type 7, who we all know are optimistic personalities, we also don't like to be deprived or feel like we're being trapped. Stupid ego. I'm coming into season 5 of the Unbox Your Personality podcast with a whole new attitude and a whole new approach. And I call it, I quit. Now that might ruffle some feathers for some of my fellow type 7s. But hear me out, because it's really giving type 5 vibes. And you know that is the type on our growth path as a type 7. So to kick off season 5, in this episode, I'm sharing the last part of my I quit conversation with my friend and twin, Jody O'Connell. Now, you'll see in the video, we're not actually twins, but we were born on the same day and the same year. How cool is that? We talk about some of the things that I have decided to quit in my business. And I haven't been any happier. And I'll be honest with you, there are some things that I have quit on purpose, and there are some things that have quit in my life, not of my own doing, and have created this new era that's allowing me to work with my personality and not against it. I've never been more confident about the boundaries that I've been setting in my business and in my personal life. And it's all because I'm getting to know who I am at my core, what my blind spots are, and building those systems that protect me and protect my business. These are the things that I believe that have made my business recession-proof. So if you're a solopreneur that's feeling kind of bummed about this pseudo-recession that's going on in 2023, stick around and listen to this conversation. It's time to stop comparing yourself to others and plug in to what is uniquely you. Welcome to Unbox Your Personality, the podcast for coaches, creatives, and educators like you who understand that your happiness makes you more effective at what you do, bringing out the best in others. I'm Jim P. Higgins, personality strategist and Enneagram fluff remover. Get laser focused on who you are and who you aren't, so you're free to make the impact you were born to make. And have fun doing it. Your personality is your business. So let's get down to business. Yeah, this is good. This is really good. The last thing I had on my I'm quitting thing was being scripted. And this has been unscripted. And that feels really good to me. The content hamster wheel is something that I kind of teach against. But for some people, it is the right method. And mm-hmm. I've had clients where I'm like, yeah, you need to be on a content hamster wheel. Because, yep. you know, I think I'm one of them because batch producing does not feel very authentic to me. Okay. Because I'm having to script, I'm having to think ahead, where I really just kind of want to be inspired to, you know, to have a theme possibly, and then just speak to that theme as opposed
to... flow.
Yeah, have it flow instead of just having it all scripted out. And even, you know, my Instagram account, I do have a social media manager, which I love. But what I have discovered is I miss making content. Like I miss being inspired by a meme and then writing something up right then in the moment and posting it. I mean, there's pros and cons of that. The pro is I get to do something that lights me up. The con is I'm not very consistent when I do it that way. And, you know, I also teach my clients and students to be consistent. But you had to find what consistency is for you. Define that for you and your business. And so having a social media manager that can be consistent on my behalf when I'm having low inspirational seasons in my life has been super helpful. This season that's coming up with kind of it being a sabbatical year, I'm not Jewish, but that kind of feels like the right term for it, the year of Jubilee. But it's all about restoration, rest, and just gratitude and thankfulness of what got me here and trust that I can take time off to really rest and it's going to work out and it's going to be fine. And one of the things that I talked about with my team was, how is this going to look like? Because I thought it was going to look like a different way. I thought it was going to be a YouTube channel and I was going to get to teach. And then I really thought, you know, even doing that, that's still a lot of work. It's still a lot of work. It's still a lot of scripting. It's still a lot of, you know, planning ahead and, you know, that kind of thing. And I chose to go back to what I love, podcasting, and repurposing the material. And I mean, just in the hour that we've been talking, there's loads of nuggets and gold that are in here that, you know, I don't have to be on a content hamster wheel where I'm creating stuff, where I can sit down, do what I love, have a great chat with my twin, and grab content from that. So
it feels a lot more organic, doesn't it?
It does.
Organic and also, I guess, topical, because as we discussed, there's reasons why these are coming up right now.
Just
for us.
Yeah, it's not just for us. And I'll be curious to see how this hour gets edited. This was our first time experimenting with this format, and I kind of like it.
Me too. I wasn't even nervous, like, and not once I haven't been like, oh, there's going to be people listening and oh, did I say that? It's like, no, I'm just chatting with my tween.
Yeah. So I would love to hear from listeners how you're liking this format, if it was helpful. What other topics can we talk about? I love that we brought in human design. We brought in Enneagram. We brought in some psychology. We brought in business and just some personal stories. Those are always the fun things, right?
But absolutely.
Yeah, or here are some things that I would love to talk about in the future. Time management, especially when it comes to solopreneurs. I know that's a situation that's in your near future as well. I'd love to talk about marketing. That's kind of like my, I don't know how to describe it. I was looking at a list of the challenges that solopreneurs struggle with, and marketing was one of them. And that was the one that lit me up. I'm like, ooh, I can help. I can help with that. Even though, you know, sometimes marketing kind of sounds like a sleazy word, I think the reason why I like it is because I want to help people take the sleaze out of it. You know, like it doesn't have to be a sleazy thing. All it is knowing how to communicate. Like knowing how to communicate and knowing who you're talking to.
I think that's a great tagline, taking the sleaze out of marketing. That's sexy.
That is sexy. Okay, here are the other ones. Finding clients, financial management, and burnout. And I'm not an expert on financial management, but I do have a take. I have coached people before about financial management, but I'm not an expert on it. So I'm really excited about season 5 and just finding a new way, a different way to really kind of unbox ourselves and unbox our business, because that is how we unleash our power, is really knowing ourselves. I know this was kind of just a teaser of our conversation, and it was the tail end, but it gives you an idea of just how amazing the first part of the conversation is. So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss the next couple of episodes to hear the rest of the discussion.
Thank you for listening, subscribing, and reviewing the Unbox Your Personality podcast. To learn more about yourself, go to powercoachjen.com. Find out how you are different so you can make your difference.